How you doing? How was your off season?
I'm good. It's been going great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you do mentally to prepare for the new season during this long stretch of no football?
Controlling this team, getting older guys as well, trying to make sure there's not a lot of talking on the field, just more lead by example on this field. We've been a team that, like to talk, and stuff like that. We just want to go out there and just play football, let the coaches coach and the players play and compete at the highest level.
How much of that comes from the coach that say, hey, we're trying to establish a different kind of a feeling around here?
Yeah, like Coach Kiffin always says, prep, not hype. And that preparation's always been our hype, where if we feel prepared, you're already hyped already, because you know what's going to come at the end of the day.
So how disappointing was last season, and what do you do to change that this year?
I feel, it stung with us. It hurt us. But after that Georgia Tech game, we watched the film, even though we didn't have to. And we had that 24-hour where we had a meeting, coaches and players, and we was like, we're going to forget this ever happened right after this last play.
Yeah.
And we went out, and we was just like, we're going to use this as fuel. And we didn't take no days off. We got like a month off, but it was crazy because the whole team came in the next day and worked out like this was a mandatory workout. And we've been doing that ever since spring ball and this whole summer. And it's carrying on very well. And this team has became brothers that I haven't seen since I've been here.
Right. That's important, isn't it? I mean,
it's
a team game. There's a chemistry that has to be built, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah. So your side of the ball, why is it going to be better this year?
Our D-line is going to be more experienced than ever, and that's going to be the backbone for this defense. They're going to lead the way for our whole defense. It's going to be able to protect the linebackers and, affecting the quarterback for the corners and the safeties to, get some interceptions and run them back. And I feel like they're coached by Coach Orgeron, the best D-line coach in the nation. Just looking down there individual and watching them go after it is the best feeling ever.
How about the change in defensive strategy, because new faces in there as well, though?
Oh, yeah. With Pendergrass, coming in and bringing that new era swagger, it just feels good. It got us anxious. We was in, whooping up on the offense all spring, and now it's like we're trying to practice it each day in summer. Like, oh, I know I got that one wrong. Pendergrass would be mad right now if he saw me doing this. And we're just so happy to get in the camp and, compete against the best offense and, the mastermind, Coach Kiffin.
That's awesome. What did you learn when you first looked at the schedule for this year and say, okay, good, tough, not as tough? Because you don't play the two best teams on the schedule in your conference.
I feel, this Pac-12 has always been competitive. Everybody thinks, we're just beating up on each other and we're just losing and winning. No, this conference is very competitive. It's a bunch of kids that, that know each other, and they're just trying to not hear that we beat you guys for 365 days after that loss.
Right.
And I just feel like everybody say Oregon and Washington, we're not worried about that, because you still have to go up to Oregon State and we still have to go up to Washington State. And those are cold places, very extreme stadiums to win in. And, just going up there on a road and be able to win those games is going to be big for us this year.
Okay, and how about your crosstown rival, and how did that sting from last year?
Very sting. But, like I said, they have that great coaching staff together and great players that when you put those together, it's a win-win situation. That's what we're trying to carry over right now, just bringing that together, so we can get that situation again. And it's going to be a great competition this year to play against each other at the Coliseum.
All I know is that you go from 50 to nothing to what? I mean, that's got to be a shocker almost, right?
Yeah, it was a shocker. But, they have that feeling in their stomach that they don't want that again. And that's what they came out hungry and, ready to play. And that's what it showed.
So I think the hungriness is the important thing for everybody in this new season, isn't it?
Exactly. The Pac-12, everybody's coming out with something new, because everybody's want to fight for that national championship, Rose Bowl, any BCS Bowl at the end of the day.
Is there one thing that you're looking forward to more than anything this new season?
For myself and the team, I want us all to be a peak performer, each individual on this team and as a team.
Great, man. Great to see you.
Thank you so
much. Have a great season.
We'll see you out of practice.
All right.